RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're coming, and we're back into the third hour today. It's we're already gone to winter time a week ago. It's now going to happen in America tonight, where you go back 1 hour, I believe, and that's what happened last week. I was miscalculated when the computer switched time. I didn't notice it was late anyway. But we're reading this article about 70% of Americans believe, of a recent survey, that America is on the edge of civil war. He said, when asked to state whether they agreed or disagreed with the statement, behavior that used to be seen as unacceptable is now accepted as a normal behavior. A shocking 84% of people said they agreed. This is up from 83% recently. Those surveyed were also asked if they agreed or disagreed with the statement, I'm tired of leaders compromising my values and ideals. I want leaders who will stand up to the other side, to which 84% they said they agreed. Does that mean that there's only 60% lefties destroying society? I don't know. The Pew surveys are usually pretty good. It's not naming who's doing the survey here, which is a bit suspect. This is up from 79% back in April. Question after question about the state of unity and solidarity of the United States today revealed one thing that on everybody's minds. There's no more unity and something has to give. The majority of Americans believe that we are two-thirds of the way to being on the edge of civil war. Well, the left versus the right, sure, says McElhey, and Hillary Clinton are hoping that will happen. And those disgusting satanic left. And says Mo Elithi, executive director of the Georgetown University Institute of Politics and Public Service, which conducted the poll. Oh, I see. I don't know how reliable they are. That is, to me, a very pessimistic place. Well, if 75% of people believe that, they're correct in lots of ways, but considering about 75% of people do not understand a lot of the major issues, it's kind of a confusion. And says, for more related news about the breakdown of American society that's ultimately leading to a total societal collapse in the future, be sure to check out Collapse News, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But they said, the only thing that Americans agree on anymore is that division in our country is only getting progressively worse. Dubbed the Civility Poll, this project by Georgetown aims to keep the pulse on the state of civil relations in America in 2019, with the constant influx of foreigners from every crevice of the planet, many of them illegal, it is no wonder that the American society is breaking down due to the lack of common culture. Not only that, but the political divide is also dividing a massive and probably irreversible wedge between people on the left and right sides of the political system. As it turns out, nearly every person polled said that they were frustrated with the rudeness in politics these days. Well, I don't give a damn about that. Through the vast majority of Americans, what do they want to do? To be told nursery rhymes or something? I mean, that's totally white on the mark. I mean, right. Majority of Americans are unwilling to compromise, and why should we? And why on fundamental values you don't? Not fundamentals, fundamental beliefs you don't compromise. And why should they, seeing how compromise now means teaching innocent children that there's no such thing as gender? Yeah. again, attacking and destroying children's minds. That's going on blatantly. And what kind of parents do they have that they don't go in and take back control of their schools through the Parent Teachers Association, etc.? And it says many people are also frustrated with President Trump, including people who voted for him but are now upset that he appears to be compromising too much with the leftist opposition. This, the poll found, is part of the reason why Trump's favorability rating has been on the decline of late. It will be a sort of race to the bottom, or has the potential to be a race to the bottom, says Elsevier. Okay, and the survey goes on with other details, etc., etc. But yeah, communicating. This is the shocking dichotomy as well. With all these communication devices people have, they're full of 70% marketing, the value of everything and the value of nothing. But they're not communicating with each other and in their society and their family. And they're not demanding standards from other people. I've been saying that for years and years and years. I am a large part of my life reprimanding people around me and people I don't met in public behavior. My train journey to Manchester there yesterday, the amount of scummy lowlife on the train causing trouble, it was just shocking. A two-carriage train with 120 people. I mean, it's just shocking to get a batch of people. And the rest of the lowlife, I mean, I was just looking around me and I was saying, how many of these people do I regard as normal just to look at and to watch? And I think you could say about 25%. Society is deteriorating at a rate of knots. Just shocking. And that was an off-peak journey. But, But another one on the same vein is the Civil War, which is commencing in California. Impeachment is the first shot. And Dave Hodges is going on about this. He's saying, in 20 years, historians will write that the impeachment of Donald Trump was the first shot in the coming Civil War in modern-day America. All week long, I have been landing on the square that the Civil War is going to begin in California. The following will clear up some misreporting that has taken place in the past few days. This is the first of two part series which will clearly show that the Democrats need to remove Donald Trump by the end of the year for these California Democrats face having their revolutionary plans blown up in their face, and California will be under the control of the new California movement. Personnel after Trump seizes control of the state. Well, we'd like to see that happen. Lots of rumors, but we just haven't seen it yet. That action, as I will cover in part two, could be as close as 30 to 60 days. Oh, dear. I've heard this. Mike Adams has gone on about this. Dave Hodges is putting out about 6 or 8 videos a week and reports it doubled and trebled his output. All these warnings and UN troops in America and UN vehicles. But let's see some action. The administration is trying to keep a lid on this. However, leaks are everywhere. Here is part one, which establishes that California is clearly under the control of international communists and anarchists. This is an international plot aimed at the people of the United States and has started in earnest in California. In this part, I will demonstrate that two clear forces are emerging that will oppose each other in California. In California. Part two will deal with CalExit, the operational plan for the coup against the president already underway, and the international-backed civil war will commence in California. Here is the background to those revolutionaries. It says, review of CalExit. For 3 to 5 years, the president of the new California movement, Paul Preston, that's a contributor to the government's show, and there are similar names, which is very bloody confusing. Paul Preston and myself have been jointly reporting on CalExit, the new California movement, and CalExit. Why do they have these similar names? For God's sake. This is the formal and unconstitutional attempt to remove California from the United States and place it in the control of the state under the United Nations. as a protectorate. The CSS, well, if that is, we might as well not have a Congress and a president if that happens. We just might as well not. The end of the United States. The CSS and Paul Preston have previously conclusively shown that the following people and groups have been involved in this illegal process. The CalX 30 dozen. The New California Movement. I don't know what their logo is. Eric Holder is the spokesperson. He is the former disgraced Obama Attorney General. Fast and Furious, in brackets, who put guns in the hands of the cartels. Loretta Lynch, former Attorney General under Obama, complicit with covering up HSBC bank crimes involving money laundering for the Clinton Foundation and general money laundering from cartel enterprises, ranging from gun running to child sex trafficking to all sorts of other stuff. This was exposed by HSBC Vice President John Cruz on the CSS show. Is any explanation needed for Soros? How about the former leader of the Soros organization, Joanna Blades, and many elite businesses in California? They are providing operational support for this movement. And it says various Mexican cartels operate with near impunity within California, of which the common sense, sure, along with Latin American missionary Sam Holland, has been exposed. Okay, he's going into a lot of detail we don't need to know. But he's saying the key parts of this are the Bank of China, members of the United Nations, the Mexican consulate, if anyone's surprised by that, and this CalX at opening an embassy in Russia. I mean, if the State Department didn't move on them on that, it's all over. It's just... what do you call him? Dave Hodges, he's okay at videos, but he's a crap writer. He absolutely uses dreadful English and convoluted, and he keeps reversing back through his subject, which I warn people about video blogging and articles. They keep reintroducing what they're doing several times. I just want to cut that article for now. It's a pain to read out. But anyway, it says, America does not know... how close it is to being ruled directly by Satan, in the same vein, etc., etc. Well, I think we do in terms of Hillary Clinton and the satanic left. It's kind of the bleeding obvious. And to allow 36-week abortions in New York, that is a country that's ruled by Satan. No, I doubt about it in any way. But another article here. Just to go back on this horror story, because it's I cannot say enough about it. The 39 immigrants and innocent people. I'm totally against illegal immigration, but these people were the traffickers. And one young girl, the photograph on my here on my desk permanently, the little Chinese girl who was 39 of them found dead in the back of a refrigerated truck, and a guy from Northern Ireland died in the truck. He's in. Under arrest and going to be charged and put on trial for manslaughter of 39 people, and the net is leading back to who the traffickers were. The Daily Mail had interviewed just before this tragedy occurred. The Daily Mail had profiled and undercover interviewed a guy in Walthamstow in London. And his name was Castrofi Armati. And he told the undercover reporter that he came from Albania, where else, illegally smuggled in here in the back of a lorry, fake papers to fly from Trian, Albania to London would cost you an average of £17,000. For a life-risking journey in the back of a lorry, which 39 were killed this week, would cost you £14,000. The youngest girl of this Vietnamese girl who was killed, that died from suffocation, their parents in Vietnam had gathered up £30,000 sterling. That's $38,000, right? Nearly $40,000. And to get her into the UK for a new life, she came from an impoverished part of Vietnam. And she had been texting her family right up to the point she died, saying she was beginning to suffocate. And the scum who... traffickers. I mean, traffickers should go to the firing squad and circus straight all their earnings. They're making hundreds of millions of dollars trafficking people. As I say, when have we ever heard of the conviction of traffickers in Britain, America, or Europe? Hardly ever. You get BBC reporters going around interviewing them. Why can't they be picked up? So the People's Smuggler has laughed off the fate of 39 migrants found dead in a shipping container, saying it is the luck of the draw. The British-based trafficker made this cruel comment as he offered to sneak an undercover reporter into the UK using the same route which ended in such tragedy last week. Separately, Maurice Robinson, that's the North of Ireland driver who's now on 39 counts of manslaughter, Olerda, who went to collect the container, was last night charged with 39 counts of manslaughter and conspiracy to traffic people. And it shows this disgusting creature they're interviewing. This Albanian, Kastromi Armati, pictured advertises his trafficking services, wait for it, on Facebook. Right? Facebook. And Facebook allowed this to go on. And he said, he's called, Facebook page called Albanians in London. Yeah. Wow. Just hours after the news of the appalling discovery of the bodies last week, our reporters discovered that a UK-based Albanian using the pseudonym Case Case was offering to help smuggle immigrants into the country. The Mail on Sunday has established that he is, in fact, called Kastrofjus Armati and lives in Walthamstow, North East London. He claims to have been illegally smuggled into the UK himself in the back of a lorry some years ago. Armati advertised the service and posted his mobile number on a Facebook page called Albanians in London, which has more than 16,000 followers. There was 15,000 of them hoping to get into Britain. When an undercover reporter contacted him, he told her she could pay £17,000 for fake papers that would allow her to fly from the Albanian capital, Tirana. Alternatively, she could pay. Where do they get these money? I mean, even with extended travels, where do they get these amounts of money? Alternatively, she could pay £14,000 to be stowed away in the back of a lorry from Belgium, the origin of the container in which 39 people died last week. Speaking on Friday, just 2 days after the grim discovery in Waterglade Industrial Park in Grays, Essex, Armati told the undercover reporter that the trip from Belgium can take between 12 and 16 hours, depending on whether the ferry is delayed. Well, if that's a sealed container, you're going to die of suffocation. But it shows the photograph of the young Vietnamese people, all very, very young, and shocking death of the young girl. And the truck being examined, etc., etc. But and today I think they nailed down two other trucks that were involved with it. Oh. But he said, I have done it myself, this smuggler was saying. I'm trying to find the easiest way. Do you understand? The reporter claimed she wanted to travel with another family member, but she was told they would have to be smuggled with other migrants, otherwise the people trafficking gang would... Trafficking gangs would not make no profit. Oh boy, profit of printing money. She would pay on arrival in the UK, but Armati demanded the details of a friend in London who would guarantee the money. They don't get into those containers unless they pay the money. When the reporter said she was scared because of last week's tragedy, the trafficker replied, "It's the luck of the draw. That's how we all came in." When she continued to voice her fears, saying, "We will die," Hamati simply laughed. The trafficker is believed to be from Has, H-A-S, a district in northern Albania, from which hundreds of migrants are thought to have left for the UK. It is not known how long he has lived in Britain, although Facebook posts suggest he has been here since last September 2018. Earlier this month, he posted a video of himself smoking a cigarette and strolling around outside a London train station. When, imagine blatantly doing this as a trafficker. When approached for a comment last night, Armati answered the phone and confirmed he was in the UK, speaking via a friend. He claimed he had been joking in the message posted online and during the telephone call. In response to a WhatsApp message asking him to explain his actions, he replied, "Why?" Okay, we'll go to this break. Yeah, we'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Okay, calling back in from the first break of the third hour today. This is the Barden Report, public broadcast. B.J. Barden is my name, and I'm trawling through an article here for the Daily Mail. Are interviewing this blatant people smuggler from Albania and London, and he has his ad on Facebook. How about that? 17 grand, 20 grand to get into the U.K., either false paper, 17 grand, or come in the back of a container and risk being suffocated, right? And it refers to the 39 people dying as the luck of the draw. Yeah. Last night, they're saying our investigation found Amati, this guy's name, was one of four agents using the Albanian and London Facebook page to help migrants smuggle their way into the UK. The National Crime Agency, a lot of use they are, in the UK, last year said Albanian gangs operating at the higher end of sophistication were largely responsible for the surge in migrants being smuggled into the UK. The total number of known victims of modern slavery and trafficking rocketed 80% between 2016 and 2018 to 6,993. That's a precise figure, presumably that's who they uncovered, which is a small percentage. According to the National Crime Agency figures, then the victims came from 130 countries, with most foreign nationals, 70-20, coming from Albania, a lawless society. Last night, David Wood, former Director General of Immigration Enforcement at the Home Office, explained how Albanian traffickers operated What tends to happen, immigration enforcement, is the groups have agents in source countries that will include China, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sub-Saharan Africa, the Indian subcontinent. These agents will be peddling the mythical get to the UK, it's the land of milk and honey. Last night, our dossier of material included Amati's identity was made available to the Metropolitan Police. A force spokesman said that any relevant information would be passed to the investigating officers. Really, this guy's been operating blatantly for 18 months and nothing's happened to him. The trucker arrested after the horrific discovery of a lorry containing 39 bodies was last night charged with manslaughter. Okay. Driver charged after 3 days in custody, Maurice Moe Robinson, as he's known, was charged with 39 counts of manslaughter, as well as conspiracy to traffic people, conspiracy to assist unlawful immigration and money laundering. Robinson, 25, from Craigavon, County Armagh, in Northern Ireland, will appear before Charleston's Magistrates Court tomorrow, which is the 28th of October then. Meanwhile, a second lorry driver in his 20s was arrested yesterday at a Dublin port. Last night, he was in custody. Also being held as a couple from Warrington, Cheshire, who were arrested on Friday. The arrest of the second lorry driver came as it was claimed that the refrigerated trailer in which the dead migrants were found may have been part of a lorry convoy of three lorries carrying up to 100 people. According to a Catholic priest representing families who fear the loved ones are among the dead, the other two lorry trailers and their human cargo are believed to have made it safely into Britain. This priest, Dang Hoon Nan, a priest from Vietnam, province in the central Vietnam, said bereaved families had come forward to tell him that 100 people were making their way to Britain for a new life. I see. He said in this case there were many people, more than 100 people, on their way to a better life. Well, if that young girl had paid £30,000, that's 3 million quid. 3 million quid that Africa's made on that consignment. £3 million. And 39 dead. Well, that was just, to them, collateral damage. A few families have confirmed the deaths of their relatives who are the victims of this tragic money thing. Now, just inserting here, there was a major bust of these nail bars for women's nails, nail varnish and all that kind of stuff. They're specialist nail bars. They have, I don't know what the name is, but the Vietnamese are notorious for running them, these snakeheads. And most of the people working there, they discovered, are slaves. So basically making $2 an hour or less or in whatever it is in local money, and they're all over the UK, which would be paid in sterling, obviously, but they're basically victims, prisoners, and anybody who supports this organization, that was well highlighted these last 2 years in Britain, but blatantly operating businesses with slaves. Modern slavery, it's back. This Vietnamese priest said, when I learned of the news of people who were on their way to the UK in search of new life, but who lost their lives, it's not just the district of Yen Tan, but the whole country that is in sorrow. This is a tragedy whose whole country has to bear. It's now thought that many of the 25 of 39 victims are Vietnamese and from the same impoverished coastline region of Yen Tan. Relatives have said several of them were going to work in the nail saloons. There it is, right?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that was in the sort of them. I mean, those nail salons are absolutely interesting. You may be sure these are all over the world. But the next time if any women listening are in nail salons, do observe who you're dealing with. And the unfortunate person dealing with you is probably a captured slave. Okay, we'll go to the bottom of the hour break and we'll continue on then.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back in with Acker Built and Moon River on bumper music. But just reading this horror story of these vile people traffickers here and the 39 people that died in the back of a refrigerated trailer in Essex near the docks in London. And it looks like now there was three trucks involved. The other two got through. And about a third of the consignment of 100 people died in this trailer. And the Daily Mail are interviewing this guy undercover with an artificial woman who's pretending to be an immigrant who's been people trafficked or bringing relatives into Britain. And this other shock, I have the photograph of my desk permanent, this beautiful young girl who died, who was texting her parents. They've released a photograph of her parents of her 26, and she looks about 16. The 26-year-old... her name is Pam, P-H-A-M, Tai Tra, revealed that she had sent heart-rending text messages as she was suffocating inside the container as it crossed the English Channel. The 26-year-old from rural central Vietnam wrote, "I'm sorry, Dad and Mom. She's sorry, but they shouldn't have risked her, and they paid over £30,000. Wow. to nearly $40,000 to traffickers. I mean, that is shocking, absolutely shocking. The she had forged papers, she'd have largely a line of safety. She wouldn't end up dead. She might be arrested, but she wouldn't be dead. But that was shocking what they did. But her father, Pam Van Tin, who lives in a hut with a corrugated tin roof and earns £300 a month, yesterday said he and his wife, Nuji, whatever her name is, has had scraped together £30,000. How the hell did I scrape that together? That to them is a massive amount. That's 100 months. That's 5 years' money of total to send their daughter to the West for a better life. I've lost both my loved ones and my money, he said. Well, God help you, man, for doing that. Mr. Pham said the traffickers did not tell him how they would smuggle their daughter to the UK, but knew she had gone via China and France. The smugglers said that this was a safe route. God help this stupid man. People go by airplane or car. He said, if I'd known she would go by this route, I would not have let her go. Well, you weren't fit to be a parent, what you did, friend. He told CNN, Hong Tai Trung, whoever their agent is, CNN in Vietnam. Mr. Hong revealed he had been working illegally in Romania and Germany and had begged her for money to get to the UK. She said, I have a big debt to pay, no hope and no energy to do anything. I know he was in the back in the truck because I have relatives who are working over there in the UK who called me and told me. They were supposed to pick him up and drop him at a drop point when they were called and told who was in that truck. Father of two, another Vietnamese name, Bo Nam, 28, is also feared to have been in the ill-fated container. His wife, Tai, told Vietnamese media that he had called her on Tuesday afternoon to say he was on the truck going to Britain. He asked her to call her parents and ask them to pray for him. We have not been heard of since, etc., etc., etc. Okay, the article is quite a long article. It said this last night, Thomas Marr, 38, the boss of a haulage company from Warrington, Cheshire, and his wife, Joanna, 38, were in custody after being arrested in connection with the deaths. They owned that truck originally. The 48-year-old man from Northern Ireland, was arrested at Stansted Airport, also remains in custody. Federal police in Belgium, studying CCTV footage of the haulier, transported the 30-year-old immigrants into the Zeebrugge side. That's the connection to Britain. The three cars with personalised number plates belonging to the Irish haulier boss and his wife, both 38, are seized by police as the couple are quizzed over the Essex lorry migrants. Police yesterday seized cars belonging to the Irish haulier boss and his wife. This is a second element of haulier's involved in this, etc., etc. They had a £400,000 home in Warrington. Well, it's hard to make that money out of haulage in the UK, I can tell you. It's a tough, tough business. And it is deadly serious. Business that to keep legally and to have legally cash flow under the rules of VOSA, the truck control agency, etc. Wow, but on and on it goes, and everything you pick of every government activity is in the horrors, the living horrors of incompetence, crime, deterioration, and more money being thrown at things and nothing happening. It goes on everywhere. And other shocking stuff. Experts explain possible reasons behind a 56% jump in youth suicide rates in 10 years. Well, this is children who have not emotionally properly developed and are being manipulated by Facebook in so many ways. There's no end to it. Absolutely. And the other thing about 5G, thousands of new satellites to carpet bomb the planet with 5G radiation, and there's nowhere you can hide. I think the 5G thing, of all the horrors, is number one on the list. 5G and vaccinations have to be stopped dead in its tracks. And one of the things I said on the vaccination program tonight on RBN is that if they stopped vaccinating 100% now, there'd be a 25 years of shocking illnesses and autism developing and disease breakdown of people's health, hundreds of thousands of people for 25 years into the future. That's how bad it is. And it's that U.S. government secretly using flu shot to seize control of every American's immune system. And I'll come to that article in a minute. And government schools are sexualizing, perverting, and confusing children. Yes, that's the LG need carry on. And again, it's Assange, Julian Assange, that deserves a full hour of analysis. John Pilger is writing very good stuff on the internet. He witnessed the trial of Julian Assange in London, which was a total kangaroo court, just like David Noakes was describing there, on his totally 100% rigged, fitted up charges. He did nothing wrong, nothing illegal whatsoever. He was using a human protein to treat cancer, independent of any pharmaceutical drugs. And all the crap legislation, including that thing I referred to for many weeks there, the 1939, the year of the Outbreak Act, Health Act, said it's illegal to claim to have a cure for cancer. Imagine that was inserted then in 1939 by pharma elements who had a grip on politicians then, right? That's 80 years ago. Ooh. And that has to be wiped. And this disgusting scum we have in Parliament who are just pimps on behalf of the nominees who finance them in there. And it's saying here, the LA Times trying to rewrite history denies historical warning, warming and ice age events, etc. We come to that article, pick that one out. I'm just picking out the last few articles we do today. I have many. But, excuse me, mother reveals how her son broke out in a rash, then suffered seizures. This is after a vaccination and et cetera, et cetera. Okay, the try this one here. The LA Times, that was also a disgusting newspaper. I used to read bits out of it. It's a total globalist newspaper. LA Times trying to rewrite history. Denies historical warming and ice age events. And Vicky Batts writing this article and showing a picture of an overgrown, desolate Los Angeles when it totally collapses. And of course, it is a sanctuary city like San Francisco. So, therefore, it is a hellhole. And so, the anti-science Los Angeles Times is now trying to rewrite historical data regarding the Earth's climate in order to better fit the global warming narrative. Just excuse me 1 minute. They're pushing a bogus new study from the Pages Consortium. Climate alarmists are now denying the existence of two well-studied climate events as the medieval warm period and the Little Ice Age. Little do they know about the coming ice age. The findings of the so-called study perfectly align with the global warming drug dogma, even if it means ignoring reality. Under the leftist scientific dictatorship, only research which supports the agenda is promoted, and any science, no matter how credible, which opposes the chosen narrative is discredited as fake news. And thanks to the liberal outrage culture, daring to espouse any opinion, fact, or thought that goes against the grain isn't just frowned upon. It's criminal. Consider the fact that even though there is plenty of evidence to contradict the global warming narrative, daring to share that information on social media is now akin to a hate crime. The LA Times pushes climate insanity, subtitle here. Climate science represents the worst of echo chambers. Climate change alarmists are more than willing to deny reality to push their agenda. The Pages study ultimately claims that the Earth's temperatures have been warming faster for the last 50 years than in the last 1900 years. According to these statistics, the data shows that the last 2000 years warming and cooling events have been regional, not global, despite evidence to the contrary. These Pages further alleges that the trend of uniform climate trends around the globe have not been observed in the last 2000 years, in spite of the evidence which clearly shows periods of global warming and cooling. According to the Pages Consortium, it's a group, a little ice age and medieval warming never existed. That's a BS. the detailed records from both, well, they wouldn't be able to cope with the current data, which proves comprehensively that the grand solar minimum has already started, and etc. The detailed records from both nature and humans show that the Earth's average surface temperature has risen faster in the last few decades than it did in the previous 1900 years, proving once again that the planet's current warming is unprecedented in the past 2 years. In addition to rewriting history and ignoring scientific evidence, they are also willfully ignoring the fact that our planet is over 4 billion years old. In the grand scheme of things, 2,000 years is a drop in the bucket, at least for celestial bodies. And more to the point, failing to consider the rest of the Earth's climate is at best short-sighted, at worst purposefully misleading. Well, that's pedantic language. It is absolutely vile, pig ignorance. The climate reality, they're saying, independent researchers have already discredited the work published by PAGS, Pages Past Global Changes, that's what they call themselves, noting that the study's findings disagree with 2,000 years' worth of environmental evidence. Well, David Dubine, when he did his 5 years deep research, had access to some of the Chinese 6,000 years of weather records, right? All the different dynasties in China kept weather records and respected everything previous to them. And that's why the Chinese today are buying up land in northern Australia and northern Africa, knowing that's going to become the fertile land of the earth. Right. And there's another thing going on separately, nothing to do with climate. The intensive rearing in pigs has brought out a horrendous strain of swine flu. And something like 25% of the pig population worldwide is now wiped out, and it's rampant in China. And the Chinese are buying up pork supplies all over Europe and Britain. And it says the price has gone up massively. Not in my local area yet, but and I'm sure it's hit in America because they've been buying up through agents in other countries the pork supplies in America. And as Nova explains, I don't even know, sorry, I'm going to jump back a bit here. Joe Nova of joannenova.com is a science writer, presenter, and speaker, author, and former TV host. In a recent article, contends the latest paper is trying to claim that all these temperatures were not recorded in the same time that it was the globe. But when proxies are combined, it's obvious it was. Despite all the alarms surrounding the Pages study, the findings are based on more on fiction than they are on fact. Well, we know that the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Government Group on Climate Change, the UN that they're under in Norwich, they, as we've said many times, were caught red-handed falsifying the figures, putting temperature sensors in airports near where the jumbo jets rev up their engines, putting them on narrow streets in London where the temperature is obviously higher, and etc., etc. Temperatures in cities are always higher because of the heat absorbed by buildings. That they known that hundreds of years ago, but the lefty liberals, I mean, you can't reason with them. It's a religion and a reason for existing, and they get very disturbed when you start shooting them down. And it said the U.S. government is secretly using flu shots to seize control of every American immune system. I have dear friends in America who've run off to get their flu shots every year, and one of them now has cut contact with me. He thinks I'm a nutter. He's the one who's the nutter. Natural news. The vaccine industry always says the science is settled when it comes to any concoction they slap together and call a vaccine. The science isn't settled because it never settled. You can't predict the future, and organic and generally genetically modified things can quickly morph and mutate, changing everything. There's a quote on vaccine research we must share, and it comes from the vaccine industry themselves via the CDC. Inform everybody they get all, everyone, they've got all the ingredients in vaccines already figured out. Mercury and squalene, yeah, and aluminium, that's wonderful for you. It would make your brain dead very fast. And that nobody should ever question, research, test, or deny the settled science of any vaccine ever again. Before we get to that crazy quote, realize there is still a significant amount of mercury in flu shots. And I said, no, the CDC didn't remove it back in 2003. Like they said, they lied, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, who owned the patent on Ebola. You wanted to believe these people? Yeah, right. And few people know the same industry that just shelled out $4 billion in compensation through their sorry secretive court for the vaccine damage families also shelled out $3 billion of that $4 billion for the, wait for it, damage to flu shot flu shots inflicted. So here we go with the quote: despite the lack of good quality evidence, we do not recommend that any further research of this topic is undertaken, etc. Okay, we're going to the last break today, and we'll finish up after the break. Okay.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Coming back into the last few minutes, and I was just reading this article about the carry-on regarding the CDC and the flu shots. They're now secretly handing out. Haven't heard of my friend Randy in 6 months, so, and he goes off to get his flu shots every year. And he's very proud of it. And I found him becoming a bit schizophrenic. and he can't talk about anything seriously. So I'm the best contact him and see is he alive. The CDC doesn't mention the neurotoxic and cancer-causing agents, where Dr. John Bergman from Embedded Video below, they just talk about trying to get the strains of flu right in their wild guess for each flu season, and then they admit they got it wrong and it didn't work, but the vaccine has done you damage anyway, which was their target in the first place, which is listed. They're just trying to get the flu shot right for the flu season, which is listed on by the CDC as being October through May. 5 6 months of the year flu shots, that's unbelievable. Anything to help Big Pharma make money. That's the deal. That means virtually three quarters of the entire year is flu season, according to CDC. Warning, there have been no controlled trials done for the flu shot. Oh, wow. Good idea. That's unbelievable. They admit it's right on the vaccine insert and warning label that nobody seems to ever read. There have been no controlled trials adequately demonstrating a decrease in influenza. This is absolutely breathtaking. Look, I'm reading these clowns. That's why I say people going into a doctor's surgery, they're standing in a danger zone. And I've told you the story many times that you make inquiries, say you move to an area, and you think, pick even reliable, stable, good people. Can you recommend a doctor in this area? And they recommend Dr. X, Y, Z. And the likes of me who would question them, I wouldn't be looking for the doctor if someone else asked me to do it. Right? And I say, why are you recommending this person? Why? And what it comes down to is they're describing how nice he was to them. Right? This is an adult, an educated, middle-aged adult. And that's the point where I absolutely lay into them. And they never speak to me again, and I couldn't care less. But that's the mentality out there. Nobody can sustain a decent debate and argument. And the safe spaces thing, the young people are growing up hooked up to mind control, which is Facebook and Twitter. That's what we have. It's shocking. And they were quoting on Peter Lavelle's program today, a very good program on Russia Today, Crosstalk. And he was talking about, ex-CIA guy was on it, come to me a minute. But they were saying Casey, who used to run the CIA, and he says, we'll know we're successful when everything the American people believe is false. Well, they're well on their way to doing it, aren't they? Using every method available to destroy people. But anyway, as we say this time every week, we'll be back this time next week with the Barden Report, and we'll talk to you then.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcast.